evening and welcome to Lehigh Valley Discourse here on WDIY Allentown. Listener-supported community public radio here in the Lehigh Valley. I'm John Pierce, along with Ray Schwab. Ray, are you ready to rock and roll with television tonight?
I'm always ready to rock and roll, John. You know that about me.
Yes, he is. He's a musician, and he loves the rock and roll. And tonight we are going to speak with three television stars. You have seen them on Channel 39. They're denying that they're stars, but they are. So let's be clear about that. Laura McHugh is a host of their new show, which is called Focus, and she's a producer, and she's on a host on air and a producer. Brittany Garzillo is the newest member of Channel 39, and Grover Silcox, whom you can also see on the air when you tune into their newest show, which is called Focus. Well, it's PBS 39, Channel 39 here in the Lehigh Valley, very well known by now because they went on the air in 1965 as part of the National Educational Television. It was called NET. Was it called NET or NET, Grover?
You know what? It predates me in terms of my involvement at the station, but I can't give
it
you
seems
an exact
to me, I think
that.
NET is the way I remember that they used to call it. And then PBS came into the picture in 1970, and Channel 39 then joined PBS and is a member to this day. In 2011, 2 years ago, they moved from South Mountain to Steel Stacks Complex. I'm sorry to say that I haven't been over to see your new studios yet.
Oh, you have to see it.
Yeah, you need to come over, John. It's just fantastic. Of course, we came down from the mountain. We had, you know, that station up there for quite a few years, and, you know, it got us through a number of decades, but it pales in comparison to the station that we have today.
That's wonderful. I'm very happy for you. I was up to the other station, but years ago, and so have some vague memories, but I'm glad that you have new quarters and that you're happy with them. WDIY is one of many underwriters for Channel 39. And I saw a list the other day, and it's a pretty long list, but I'm very pleased to know that we are one of your underwriters. So let's get started by talking a little bit about how each of you came into this whole realm of television. Let's start with Grover.
I have a very strange and circuitous route. When we have interns from the various colleges come and they ask me, well, how do I get into this business? I said, well, number one, don't follow my road.
Because I was an intern and I heard that speech.
Did you hear that speech?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's true. It was a long and winding road, as the Beatles once said. And it began really at Temple University, where I attended college in communications, and then I got into advertising, and then I spent a long career in stand-up comedy, about 30 years, and still dabble in it from time to time. And then I landed a job sort of during that same period, the comedy period, at WMMR in Philadelphia, and got my radio legs, so to speak. And from there went on to Fox 29 in Philadelphia, and that's where I got my sort of, although I had done specials before that, mostly humor comedy specials and things like that, I really got my television cred at Fox 29 in Philadelphia, where I was part of the morning show, and I was part of the group that helped launch Good Day Philadelphia, and I did that for 10 years, and it was just a wonderful experience.
Right. Did you ever do stand-up comedy?
I did stand-up comedy for 30 years, and still do from time to time.
Are you going to do some sit-down comedy for us today?
We get treated to it on a daily basis in the office. Grover is an absolute delight to work with and always keeps us smiling and laughing.
Do you have to groan after any of his quips?
No, never. Okay. It's always comic relief anytime you have writer's block, so it's perfect.
That's right. Actually, there are two psychologists who are humoring me right now. They are the greatest. We're a great team. We work well together, and we have fun, but we get down to business when it's some serious subjects, and so I can't say enough about my colleagues, and we just have a terrific time.
That's wonderful. When you can have fun at what you and you love to do what you're doing, Ray, that's the key. Ray, give our telephone number for those who might, our listeners who might want to join our conversation.
If you want to call in or have any questions or comments, you can give us a call at 610-758-8810. Once again, that's 610-758-8810. And actually, I just want to ask you real quick, who are some of your influences in stand-up comedy?
In stand-up comedy? Well, to be honest with you, I'm I go way back Jack Benny was one of my favorites, as he is for a lot of comedians. And then more recently, as we go through time, Steve Martin. I love Steve Martin. You know, it's sort of intelligent, dumb humor. It's so dumb, it's actually intelligent again.
Right.
And
well, what I like about that kind of comedian, Grover, to be frank with you, and I'm older generation, is it's clean.
You don't
have to go to nasty language to be funny.
Right. Right.
And very funny.
And you just, you know, these folks, well, the ones that you see on TV or in the movies who have really made it, the Seinfelds and the Steve Martins and, the Saturday Night Live crew and so forth, you know, most of them don't resort to that.
They're not allowed to on television.
Right,
for one
right,
thing.
Right.
But I'm really very reluctant to go. I love, for instance, Margaret Cho. I think she's very funny. But I don't want to go to a live performance because it's going to offend my ears.
Right.
I'm a prude that way.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why you pick and choose the people you like. And, you know, frankly, you can see a lot of the comedians who do kind of, you know, just use creativity and use cleverness. They have longevity. They're there, and they continue to be there. Their careers go a long way.
Yes, indeed. This is Grover Silcox. He is part of the Channel 39 crew team over there, and you can see him on the new show, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes, called Focus on What Matters. And then Laura McHugh is another familiar face from Channel 39. How long have you been there, Laura?
I've been at the station almost 6 years now.
And
started out working on Tempo, which was a long-time program. It had been on the air for about 14 years and was a contributor to that program primarily over the last 6 years.
Right. And now you're a producer and also a host for Focus.
That's right.
Right. So what's going on with Focus? Let's talk about the new show.
We are so excited. We launched, I believe it was September 20th, so just about 2 weeks ago, we launched our first show, and we've gotten great feedback so far. And what we wanted Focus to be was a place for viewers to come to see stories that they can't find anywhere else, told in ways that nobody else is telling them. And so our mission is, you know, it's called Focus, and our tagline is On What Matters, and we want to showcase the people, places, and issues that matter to you, our viewers.
All right. Well, and the first show that I saw, with the very first episode, I think, was a half hour long.
Correct.
And the second one was longer.
Most shows are going to be 30 minutes. Every once in a while, we have a special show, like the one you're talking about, really focused on the Affordable Care Act. And we thought we needed more than 30 minutes to really dive in and answer some of those questions. You know, one of the things we hope to do with Focus is to bring clarity to some really complex issues like the Affordable Care Act. And so we thought that warranted a little extra time. And so we made that a full hour.
Right. And you... you're in production now for the coming episodes. How far ahead do you work? Do you have this coming Friday's episode already sewn up, and do you have the following weeks and the following weeks? How far ahead?
That's a great question. Usually we work week to week, but what your viewers may have noticed, what our viewers may have noticed, is that I'm pregnant and I'm expecting a baby any day now. So we're actually working a little further ahead than we usually do. So we're pre-taped at this point for a couple of weeks, but usually we're working week to week, where what you see on a Friday night when you tune in at 7 o'clock was just taped the day before.
So that's Fridays at 7 o'clock on Channel 39, PBS in the Lehigh Valley. And our third guest is Brittany Garzillo. Brittany, I love the last name.
Thank you. It's Italian.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
I know a young lady in Allentown whose last name was Spagnoletti, and she married a Hughes. And she said to me with a very sad face, "Is that pathetic to go from Spagnoletti to Hughes?" I don't want any of our any of our listeners out there who named Hughes to be offended by that. But I just love these Italian names.
Well, thank you.
So, Brittany, you've been at the television station now for a short time.
Right, for about 3 months, coming up on 3 months. Right. Yep,
so and what's your background to be in television?
Well, I just graduated in May from Moravian College with a degree in media and communications. But actually, how I got my foot in the door at PBS 39, I actually came as a part of a College U course, which was a pilot course offered, 2 years ago. And through that course, I made a 15-minute documentary, and it ended up winning a student Emmy. And
wow.
The Emmy's in Philadelphia.
All right. Applause
That's
for
right.
that.
That's right. Yes. That's from NATUS, the organization that, presents the Emmy.
Yeah, the National
to everyone,
Academy.
The National Academy, right.
Tell me a little bit about how that works. Is it different colleges put in their projects?
Or? Right. Colleges are invited to enter or submit any stories that they do. So there was a lot of Philadelphia schools, Temple, and you compete in different categories. And then, of course, they select the winner for each category.
Is this in Pennsylvania only?
It's Mid-Atlantic.
It's the Mid-Atlantic region, so it includes all of Pennsylvania.
All of Pennsylvania.
And then parts of Delaware right. and New Jersey as well.
Yep.
Wow. So it's a huge, we're these students, and this is the same actual area that we compete in when we enter awards as well. And so you're competing against places like Philadelphia, like Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, Scranton, places that have a lot more resources than we do in this community. And really proud of Brittany. We've known her now for 2 years. So even though she's been at the station full time with us for only 3 months now, we've known her for 2 years, and we're really happy to bring her on board.
Oh, it's great.
Great.
It's great. She fits.
And that's actually a course that we still offer, which is very
yes.
exciting. So we'll get to work with other students in the future, get to offer them this opportunity as well.
Yeah, College U is it was a pilot program when Brittany did it in the fall of 2011,
that's right.
but it's continued since then. And students actually work with our staff and our team so that we're there making sure that, editorial integrity is upheld and that they're meeting PBS 39's quality standards. And if they meet all those guidelines, they can actually air their production on PBS 39. And so we're actually working on a program right now called Lafayette Lens with Lafayette College right now in their public policy department. And so we've done it with a few different schools now, and it's been a very successful program. And it's so true to our mission at PBS 39, which is truly education, whether we're doing it on air or in the classroom.
And it truly is a great opportunity for students and people and young people in the Lehigh Valley to experience what it's like, to see firsthand what TV is really all about.
So we would encourage any listeners, any young listeners out there who are thinking about the area of media for as a future to keep this in mind and to keep your eyes open, your ears open, and go for some of these prizes. This is wonderful. Ray, again, our telephone number for anyone who would like to join us.
If you have any questions or comments, the number is 610-758-8810. Once again, that's 610-758-8810.
And we welcome questions or comments. We're talking about PBS Channel 39 here in the Lehigh Valley this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse with Laura McHugh, Brittany Garzillo, and Grover Silcox. And you will see them all when you tune in to the newest show in their lineup, which is called Focus on What Matters. And that's Fridays at 7 p.m.
That's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
The first episode that you did of Focus on What Matters, you had, I think it was four segments that I have marked down. One was on Shane Burkaw. And he's from Bethlehem, and he has spinal muscular atrophy.
That's right.
He wrote, did he write a book or an article, Laughing at My Nightmare?
He has a blog called Laughing at My Nightmare, and it's also a nonprofit.
So that's right. A blog that mm-hmm. he has. And that was one of your segments, which I thought was really interesting, about a Lehigh Valley resident who has overcome fantastically difficult physical odds, and for the young man there to keep smiling and to keep thinking that there is a hopeful future, it was inspiring
yeah.
to see that. Who of you had most to do with that episode?
Oh, I
that was
I
Brittany.
Yep, he's actually also a Moravian College student, so I knew him from there. But he is going on and writing a book.
So that's something very exciting for Shane, and it was really neat to kind of see him and see him again and see all these great things that he's doing. And it's really a story of hope for a lot of people that are dealing with hard times, and we thought that was a great person to focus on for our show.
Exactly. And then the second episode was, or the second segment in that episode was about Allentown's makeover downtown.
Yes.
With PPL Plaza, the hockey arena, hotel, shops, parking deck, the NIZ. Grover, what's NIZ?
That is the Neighborhood Improvement Zone. And actually, you know, that began with the arena. You know, they were building this hockey arena, and they got it. They had the idea that they were going to, you know, go for legislation that would help them to cultivate that development. And from there, it expanded out to include, I forget how many acres, 120 acres, 140 acres in the heart of the city. Because as the mayor, Mayor Pawlowski said, you know, while some of the outlying areas of Allentown were starting to come back and to improve and to develop, if we didn't fix the heart, we had to fix the heart for the whole city to really, you know, thrive, just as a body needs the heart. And so they expanded that program, and it was pushed through the state legislature, and it provided all kinds of incentives so that they could develop that neighborhood, including the Riverside. And so they are looking for big things. They're very excited in Allentown. They're hoping to turn it back to, you know, with the excitement that it had in the old days with Hess's and, you know, Hamilton Street, and people coming in there as a hub of activity, of retail, of culture, of art. They're trying to connect all that with the art museum, and I find it to be a very exciting time for this town that has struggled and it's had a difficult time since its heyday.
Yes, those of us who have been around for, say, 40 or 50 years can remember the heydays of...
Right.
And in the really old days, people would talk about going downtown on a Saturday. Now our society is such that you're going to the malls all the time.
Right.
And those
right.
are not downtown.
And they took a lot of people away from the urban centers. And especially what, again, I talk about, the mayor refers to the Rust Belt cities. And all of them suffered this fate, unfortunately, as times changed. And so, as you can see in Philadelphia and some other locations, certainly now in Allentown, they're trying to get people to come back. People are coming back. And I think they're very excited about it. And that enthusiasm will help drive this whole process.
Brittany, what's the name of the new hockey team that we're going to host here?
The Phantom.
Oh, she knows. The Lehigh Valley Phantom.
I'm impressed. Yes. And they're going to be affiliated with the Philadelphia Flyers.
They are, right? Yes.
So absolutely. This is going to be just like the Iron Pigs and the Phillies.
Exactly.
Except they don't use bats and they have to know how to skate.
They're not supposed to use bats. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Sometimes the sticks serve the same
sometimes
purpose.
Sometimes they get a little over the top.
You know what amazes me about hockey is the way the referees can skate. They skate backwards, yeah. They stop on a dime,
it's
they stop and pick up the puck, and it's amazing.
It's amazing. And we learned how the ice is, how they create the rink, and that it's only like an inch thick.
This is on Focus. This is on that first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, can listeners who are listening right now and who are getting curious about this Focus that's on Fridays at 7 p.m., could they go and see the first episode or the second episode?
Sure. You just want to go onto our YouTube website. So if you go to YouTube.com and type in PBS 39, it's going to bring up our channel. And that's where we've archived all of our our former or previously aired episodes.
Okay. Let's take a call. Ray?
Hello.
Yes, caller. Your first name and where are you from, please?
My first name is Guy, and I'm from Lancaster. I'm originally from the Bronx, but I'm a transplant to Lancaster. And I got a carpet store, and I'm trying to break into the television thing because I think it's the good place to be, you know, for what it's worth. And I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about how one would do such a thing.
Well, Grover, would you start with radio or go right for TV?
It all depends on what kind of entertainment he's looking to get into. You know, is it radio, television? Is it performing in some way?
Television. I've done some improvisation, and I want to do some kind of a format where I talk about, so I have a carpet store, and I want to do some kind of a format where I talk about, you know, the kind of carpets that I sell, but I keep it entertaining.
Well, if you can do that, I'd say you deserve to be on television.
Is that called infomercial? What he's talking
about? There you go. I guess it is. Well, you know,
it's a little avant-garde, quite frankly. It's not really what you're thinking. It's not a sell per se. It's it's more of an industry kind of. It's like, you know, for industry guys, you know, for carpet guys, you know. There's a lot of us out there.
Well, you know, I think what's really interesting now is that, you know, television isn't television per se. With there's digital media now and a lot of different ways you can do things online and create your own YouTube channels and share things that way.
You can create a channel? I don't follow.
Yeah, you can go on YouTube and you can create your own channel and you can videotape yourself talking about whatever, you think your viewers might be interested in and publicize things that way, too.
I can do it like my video camera, and what do I do? Who do I talk to?
Well, you could actually draw your own following on YouTube, and I have a feeling that that could be very promising for you. I think there's a lot of people out there looking.
What is a YouTube?
You're going to have to get some help from somebody who is real savvy about media these days. And we thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck to you. It is time now for us to take a break, so we are here on Lehigh Valley Discourse, and we'll be back in 60 seconds.
Our fall membership drive runs October 11th through the 19th. Once again, you have the opportunity to buy back several on-air pledge days. Visit WDIY.org and make your donation today. We have just under $8,000 to go. Every dollar donated between now and October 10th will be counted toward this goal. It's quick, easy, and safe. Log on to WDIY.org, make your donation today, and enjoy more of the programs you love on WDIY. Thanks.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Independent Schools of the Lehigh Valley, presenting an Independent Schools Informational Fair Sunday, October 6, 2 to 4 p.m. at DeSales University Center in Center Valley. Participating schools include the Hillside School in Macungie, Moravian Academy in Bethlehem, the Perkiomen School in Pennsburg, and the Swain School of Allentown. The fair includes exhibits and information sessions. For information, 610-691-1600, extension 310, or lvis.eventbrite.com.
And we're back on Lehigh Valley Discourse. John Pierce and Ray Schwab with you here. We have in the studio three folks who are on the air on Channel 39, which is PBS in the Lehigh Valley. Grover Silcox, Brittany Garzillo, and Laura McHugh. Laura, when are you going to become a mommy?
Any day now. I'm due on October 12th, so we are counting down the days, and I have to tell you, I am ready to have this baby. That see me at work waddling around.
I've heard that the last month is probably the most difficult. Right?
You know, I've been very blessed. I've had a very healthy, very happy pregnancy. Mm. I'm just really excited to become a mama.
Is this your first baby?
It is.
Oh,
it
congratulations. Is our first. All right.
Thank you.
We were talking about the makeover of downtown Allentown, and with Grover, because you did that segment on that show. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about the way they make the ice for the hockey rink.
Yeah.
Say that again.
It's really, well, first of all, they use two cement slabs. And on the top slab, they have, I think it's 14 miles of piping. And that piping cools and ices the water on top of it. And that layer, I believe, is about an inch thick or an inch and a half, whatever. Very thin. You'd think it's like a foot, at least a foot thick to support a hockey team.
Right.
But evidently not. And then they paint on top of that. They'll paint the lines and the logos and so forth right on the ice.
The logos are actually, the skaters are skating right over the paint of the logos?
Yeah. And then I guess they'll, redo them if they have to or whatever. But so that's one of those factoids that you come across and you say, wow, I didn't know that.
Right.
And
I think it's going to be a success. I'm hoping that it's going to be as big a success as the Iron Pigs have been. And we've had interviews with folks from the Iron Pigs, and that's a very impressive and very young crew they have out there. The general manager and the announcer, a basic announcer on the air, and most of the staff are still in their 30s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really impressive what they've done.
And it's interesting because if you remember before the stadium and before the Iron Pigs, and it, while it was in its gestation period, everyone was talking about, oh, is it going to work? Is it going to draw a crowd? Is it going to be a success? And I think it turned out to be more of a success than even the optimists imagined.
I think so, too. And it just goes to show you, sometimes you go out on a limb, you take a chance, and sometimes you hit the big one, mm-hmm. and they hit a home run with that. So I'm just hoping that the hockey arena is going to go over just as well. I think they're already starting to sell tickets, or maybe it's season tickets at this point.
Right.
Somebody, one of the other volunteers at WDIY, who's a sports fan also, told me that there were tickets available, and I said, okay, I think this is for 2014 that they're
right,
planning on playing the first games.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So hooray for the makeover in downtown Allentown. And besides the ice rink, there's going to be shopping and offices.
There's going to be retail offices on one side of the stadium is an office building, one city center, and that's going to, actually the High Valley Hospital is going to have a sports medicine facility in there and some other things. So that's going to draw, you know, there's going to be a lot of activity revolving around that. And then on the other side is there's going to be a hotel. And the old Dime Bank building, which was built, I think, in 1910, it's an historic building, they decided to keep it. And they kept it at some expense and some extended effort because there were some issues with the foundations. Actually, that whole area, they had to reinforce, you know, go beyond what they normally might do in another city because of the sinkhole problems.
And we're talking about 7th Street and Hamilton.
That's right.
So right mm-hmm. there, the hub of the city.
Exactly. And so folks will go through the Dime building once that's finished. Right into the hotel. That'll be sort of the lobby area.
Okay. Well, we have that to look forward to in dear old Allentown.
And that's also something that we'll be covering or continue to cover throughout our show Focus.
And our long-term goal, actually, with that is to make a documentary to follow the team's first year open, which, would, as you mentioned, will be about this time next year that they're taking the ice for the first time. And we'd like to follow that first season and really look back and see what's happened.
Well, listen to Laura, the fan. Years. They're taking the ice. She's a fan already. It's good. You have interviews with dignitaries around our area on Focus on What Matters, notably Senator Pat Brown and Representative Mike Schlossberg.
We did. We followed up that piece about the Allentown redevelopment with an interview with two of the people who really the mayor credits very strongly.
The mayor was highly, highly complimentary of Senator Brown for helping to get the legislation through to enable that NIZ, which then enabled the development of this whole area. And former Representative Jennifer Mann as well.
Who Representative also, Mike Schlossberg has come in to replace after
right,
she retired
right.
from public service.
Does the NIZ money come from the state or from from Washington?
Well, the money, it really comes from investors, but it gives investors incentives, tax credits and so forth to do that. And so it's really based on that kind of program that enables them to draw bonds and investment to help to help build and develop the area.
Right. Ray? Let's have Brittany give our telephone number for anyone who would like to call in and join us with a question or comment. Brittany, you're on.
At 610-758-8810.
Spoken like a pro. Laura, how did you get into the whole area of television? Were the media your main focus, or did you come from a different angle?
No, I've done this for 10 years now since I got out of college. I had a much more direct route than Grover took. I went to the University of Maryland and studied broadcast journalism there, and right out of school went to work in, of all places, Helena, Montana. which is a typical reporter track to take, where you go to work in a very small town and cut your teeth and learn from the veterans in that area. And I had great mentors working for the CBS affiliates throughout the state of Montana and covering state government. And from there, moved to the Kansas City area, where I worked for a station that was independently owned, sort of similar to Channel 69 here, and also wrote for the newspaper there. So I reported and anchored there for another 2 years. And then 6 years ago, really found my home when I wanted to move back to Pennsylvania. I grew up in Pennsylvania and wanted to move back here with my husband, and did that about 6 years ago, and have found my TV home at PBS 39. I love being able to tell more in-depth stories the way that PBS does things, as opposed to on the daily news circuit.
I was going to ask you about difference between commercial television and public television. And one of the differences is that you do get longer periods of time, and the same with NPR when we're doing our news from Washington. What are some of the other differences?
There's a difference, I think, in viewership as well. You get a much more engaged viewer, viewers who are really, I think, and I don't know if you would think this as well about your public media listeners, but viewers who are more engaged and in their communities and in the station as well, a real sense of community around what we do. And so I love being able to tell more in-depth stories and to really branch out and tell them in a more meaningful way, interview more people, be able to include more variety in what we cover as well.
Right. Now, speaking about the difference between radio and television, Ray, I noticed that you did not spend any time this evening in wardrobe or in makeup. What's that about? That's the reason Ray loves radio. See, now you all have to do that. You have to have your wardrobe, your makeup.
That's right.
We do.
How far ahead of your telecast time do you have to be at the station to do all that?
Well, Grover, you take this one.
Yeah, I'm wearing makeup right now, actually. You know, this is a Bill Blass short sleeve shirt.
Listen, he's sporting a really good looking mustache.
Oh, thank you. That's new. I had one for years, decades. And then in recent years, I shaved it off and just to try something different. And I thought I'd bring it back for the new show. So the mustache comes with focus on what matters. So,
looks very good. So you want us to focus on your mustache?
Would
that the
message? I'd appreciate it. So
it sounds as if Laura and Brittany took kind of the same track. You both knew that you wanted to be in media, and specifically radio, television, specifically television?
Yes.
In both of your cases.
Yes, although I would have been happy with any job right out of school.
Right, exactly.
Whether it was radio or television.
And, you took your talents out west for a while and Midwest, and your family nagged you to come back east, so you did.
Oh, my family was never anything but supportive. But at that time, you know, you're married and you start to think about, you know, where do you want to be long term and where do you want to put your roots down? And you know, I was born and raised in Pennsylvania, and that's where I wanted to contribute. I think all three of us look at what we do as a community service, and we're out there educating the public about the different topics that we cover. And this is where I wanted to do that, in my home state.
Great. We're glad to have you back. And Brittany, are you a local?
I am born and raised in the Lehigh Valley. So this opportunity is just something that you couldn't even dream of, to get to go right out of college to PBS 39, where I interned, took this course, met Laura and Grover, and it's just really great to have them as my mentors.
I agree. You got a plum when you went right on to PBS right out of school. Mm-hmm. So many graduates nowadays are doing work that really they did not prepare to do, or it's not what they really want to do long term. So congratulations to you. That's wonderful.
And that's a testament to how hard Brittany worked while she was in college. Whether she was doing College U or then followed up with us as an intern the next year, she worked really hard at this. And if it wasn't at PBS 39, somebody else was going to be very lucky to scoop her up.
Oh, thank you, Laura.
Now, Laura, with your upcoming Bambino coming along, or Bambina, How long are you going to have to be off the air?
Well, we are going to be off the air. I'm going to take my 12 weeks that I'm entitled to. I hope to take my full 12 weeks. But as I mentioned, we're pre-taped through the end of October. So we have a lot of shows that are in the works that we've already gotten a lot done with. And then Grover and Brittany are going to take over for the month of November. And then we go into fundraising in December, and then I'll be back in January.
Pretty soon it'll be all over. You'll be back.
Yeah, I'll be back before
it
you know it.
Will not seem like a long
That's
time.
Right. And Laura is a tremendous executive producer. She's
Absolutely. Fantastic.
She puts the whole thing together. And you know how they say if you talk to your baby will respond? Well, this baby should already be able to come out and produce a show. I mean, really, you've both been to every meeting. I mean, you're leading the meeting, for goodness sake. So,
as soon as the baby can talk, it's going to have story ideas for me.
That's right. He won't go to sleep. He'll just fade to black, or fade up or whatever.
Well, we've been teasing because our director, we've been teasing him that, he wants me to go into labor on air so badly. He wants to.
Good television. It's good television.
He wants to make good TV with it, yeah.
Oh,
we'll do a Nova special or something.
Oh, please. I just hope Channel 39 is not going the way of reality TV.
Oh, no.
Thank you very much.
No, it's actual reality, not the kind of reality they talk about on those shows.
Right. Let's finish up talking about the first episode of Focus, which aired two Fridays ago.
September 20th.
September 20th.
Yes.
That was the very first episode of this show. And you did a segment on Megalith Park in Bangor.
Column-style Megalith Park.
Column-style Megalith Park. Now, Ray, are you familiar at all with Bangor?
Vaguely, yes.
Anything that you can say in public?
I'm going to remain silent on that one.
See, I told you, he's going to take the fifth. Well, my wife and I know Bangor a little bit. I never heard of this column-style megalith.
No.
And how did it come to your attention?
Well, somebody had pitched it to me a couple of years ago. Actually, it's just a place, hey, do you like to hike? Because I do always love to get a good hiking recommendation, someplace I've never been before. We take the dog all the time. And somebody said, oh, you should check this out. And so sure enough, I did. And thought, this was years ago, and thought, this is a story. I don't know where it's going to go or when I'm going to be able to put this together as a story, but I thought, this is a story. It is this amazing, and when we say megalith, you want to think Stonehenge. We're talking giant standing stones. And I went there, as you'll hear in the show Focus, I went to this park when we decided this is the kind of place that we want to cover as part of Focus. I went there thinking I was going to tell a story about a place, and in fact, what I found was a story about a man who created this amazing park, and he is just an amazing character, the man who runs this park. He created this park. It was his private property. He basically dug out and brought these huge standing stones, and I mean, some of them are 20 feet tall. They're gigantic. Set them up in all these amazing configurations, and then several years later, gifted his property to a charity, to a nonprofit organization, so that now it's completely open to the public and will be in perpetuity.
And you showed this very well on Focus on this.
Yeah,
this
every once in a while, and you know how this is, John, when you're in the media, when you get a guest who just, or we get an interviewee who is just the perfect subject, and just, the sound bites, the presence,
yeah, the
everything
personality
just falls
comes
together.
Through.
Yeah, just comes right through. And that was the case with this story. You really found a winner there.
And the gentleman is in his 80s who runs this park, and he still gets around very well, even though he does have some health problems. But he's just got this amazing spirit to him. And you can see, he's lived 9 lives. He was a correspondent for years. He was a preacher for many years. He's lived a lot of different lives. He actually worked in Chicago under Mayor Daley in the 60s. And so he's lived 9 lives.
Survived to tell about it, too.
Yeah. And you can impress your friends when you go there because you can say, hey, last week I saw the Stones.
In concert.
That's right. That's right.
We are chatting here with folks from Channel 39, PBS. In the Lehigh Valley. It's Lehigh Valley Discourse. Ray Schwab and John Pierce will be back in 60 seconds.
Our fall membership drive runs October 11th through the 19th. Once again, you have the opportunity to buy back several on-air pledge days. Visit WDIY.org and make your donation today. We have just under $8,000 to go. Every dollar donated between now and October 10th will be counted towards this goal. It's quick, easy, and safe. Log on to WDIY.org, make your donation today, and enjoy more of the programs you love on WDIY. Thanks. WDIY is pleased to partner with the Allentown Symphony Orchestra, presenting Opening Revelry, Saturday, October 12th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, October 13th at 3 p.m. Pittsburgh native Attawagan Pratt joins the Allentown Symphony Orchestra for its opening season. For a performance of Grieg's Piano Concerto, Lieberman's Revelry, and Sibelius' Symphony No. 2. For information, MillerSymphonyHall.org.
Watched Channel 39 lately on television? Well, you have a new show to be watching, and it's called Focus on What Matters. It comes on the air Fridays, 7 p.m. Give it a look and see what you think. Brittany Garzillo is going to give the telephone number that you could call right now if you want to join our conversation. Brittany?
Yes, and we'd love to hear from you. It's 610-758-8810.
Thank you. We were talking about this magnificent park that you focus on in Focus in Bangor, and I have down here that it's 17 acres. It's called Columcille Megalith Park.
That's right.
17 acres, 7,000 visitors in the year 2012. It has a Celtic theme to it.
It does.
Yes. Do we say Celtic or Celtic?
I believe it's Celtic.
I'm going to go with Celtic,
right?
On this, Jen.
Thank you. Because we have Celtic music here on the station quite often. And the other day I was teasing Marcy Lightwood, and I said, Why is it Celtic and not Celtic? Because the Boston Celtics, of course. I mean, that's their pronunciation.
Yeah, Boston Celtics.
So I guess there's
really
a hesitation between those pronunciations. But we do hear Celtic a lot here. I didn't see the caber throw or anything like that at the Megalith Park, though. It's not an amusement park.
No. It's definitely a place to go and be calm and be with nature and just to sort of take in the surroundings, which are very beautiful. It was inspired by the Isle of Iona in Scotland. And so there's a very strong connection. There's a chapel named for St. Columba, and there's a bell tower there named for St. Oran. And St. Oran has this great saying that I learned. The myth or the legend of St. Oran is that, I'm going to mess it up a little bit, but something to the effect of things aren't always as they seem. And the way that things may appear may be different from what you're thinking. And so it's certainly that's the case when you walk into this park, that nothing's quite the way you expect it to be. And I love that as a, you know, as a life lesson.
It just looks enchanting the way you present it on Focus. It really does.
Oh, yeah, it does.
And that's one of the great things when you can find something like when we learned the factoid about the ice rink, to find a location like this is like a treasure. It's a gem. And so many people weren't aware of it. So you can make people aware of it, and you can entertain them with it and inform them all at the same time.
Right. And it's right here so near most of our listeners, I mean, in Bangor. Partnership between PBS 39 and WDIY here, which is NPR in the Lehigh Valley, with the Craft Beer Festival in June. Now, this is news to me.
Yes.
Do you know anything about what's going to happen there?
We've had Brewfest is what it's called. It's PBS 39 Brewfest, and we actually just had our third anniversary this past June. It's a fantastic fundraiser for the station, and we bring together, I believe it's about 30 different brewers, and guests come in, and you know, for the price of their ticket, they get a small sampling glass, and they can go from stop to stop. It's typically always been at Coca-Cola Park, and they can go from place to place and sample up to 30 different or more brews from these craft brewers, and it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Ray, have you been over there for that? Are you a brewski man?
I am. I haven't, but I'm going to have to check this one out.
Yes, you are.
Right. You look like an aficionado.
I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't know. I think it's Italian, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it might be.
Maybe wine. We should be talking about wine.
So we'll have another one in June, and you can look forward to the exact date coming up. Probably it'll be released in the spring. We'll have the exact date on it.
Very good. And we'd like to think that there are potential TV and radio simulcasts of live studio concerts and public affairs programs that we could be doing between WDIY and Channel 39 in the future. That's one of our hopes, to collaborate as much as we can. One of the questions I have, too, is as I was growing up, I heard broadcast for radio and telecast for television. I don't hear the word telecast anymore.
No.
We talk about broadcast television versus cable, don't we?
Yeah.
I think so. Well, the terminology keeps changing so quickly as technology changes. You can barely keep up with it. I mean, you know, you have iPads and you have iPhone, you have touch screens, and who knows what, you know, where we're heading. Where is it going to I mean, what more can they come up with?
That's great. I sense a segment on Focus at one of these times, huh? About where we're heading in all those areas.
That's very much in keeping with the kind of thing that we do, yeah. Absolutely.
Take a look at this, Grover.
Okay, is this an eye test, John?
and read what that says.
The second paragraph here. Yes, partnering in the TEDx Lehigh Valley local TED conference upcoming in the spring in conjunction with WDIY's launch of NPR's new TED Radio Hour at 6 p.m. on Fridays.
Okay, so that's on the air on WDIY just before Focus on Channel 39.
How about that?
6 p.m. Uh-huh. on Fridays here on the radio and 7 p.m. for Focus on Channel 39. All right, do you know anything more about this initiative?
I don't, but...
Laura?
I was involved as the host of TEDx hosted it in the spring. We hosted our first one. I can't remember whether it was April or May, but we just hosted it. It was the launch of TEDx Lehigh River, and I believe we're planning, obviously, another one next spring. And I think they're at the point now where they're starting to think about who the guest speakers should be. The guest speakers last year, I mean, they gave me chills. They were so fantastic. They included Dr. James Peterson from Lehigh University, Kashi Brown from Lehigh University. There's an amazing photographer, Frank Smith, who was involved as well. And so it brings in guest speakers from a variety of different areas. And it's open, but it's a very limited audience that we can accommodate. It's only 100 people that they allow at these TED Talks. And so it's a very exclusive event. And so we will be hosting it again in the spring. But it is just this great place of educational ideas. And it's really an uplifting day. It's about 2 to 3 hours long. And you leave just feeling so inspired. And so if anybody out there is familiar with TED, you sort of know the direction that things go. And so I'm really excited to check out this show.
Where was it located last time?
It was held actually at the PBS 39 Public Media and Education Center right in our studio, which is open and can accommodate about 100 people in our studio.
Wonderful.
And there was a lot of buzz afterwards after that in the station because it was something new for us to do. And as Laura just said, it was very inspiring. These speakers were really impressive, one after the other, you know, just really wowed, every one of them. And so, you know, if this is coming up in the future, then, you know, based on what has happened before.
So much the better.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, will that be a weekly program on WDIY?
That I don't know.
Or is it a one-time? Okay.
Launch of NPR's new TED Radio Hour, 6 p.m. on Fridays. It seems as if it is weekly.
It'll be weekly.
Yes. A question about your new studio at the Steel Stacks Complex, which is just a stone's throw from where we're sitting right now in eclectic South Bethlehem.
It is, yes.
Do you have tours over there? Could the public go in and take a tour?
Oh, yeah.
Are there certain times that a person would go to have a tour?
We usually tape our show, actually, Focus. You're welcome to come and sit in on any taping that you'd like. We usually tape Thursdays at 11 a.m., and so we actually welcome up to 100 people in our studio audience. We do a lot of field trips with the community and actually have written grants to provide busing and lunches for kids who want to come and check out the station for the first time. So we do a lot of different field trips, but anybody from the community is welcome to come in, sit in on a taping. And then we do a couple of different events throughout the year that you can check out on our website, which is WLVI.com. lvt.org, and they list sort of open house type events where you can come and get a tour of the station as well.
And it's really a great way to see behind the scenes what goes on, because you see something on television and it's not necessarily what actually goes on in the studio. And then you also get a tour of the whole station. It's very nice. It's something that we all like. We love to see audience members and tape a show with them.
And a lot of the philosophy behind even the building, even in its design and its right from the in the blueprints, was that it would be open to the that it would be the public's the community's center. It would be there to engage the community and welcome the community and make them very much a part of it.
And there's some fantastic rental spaces in the building as well that are available, at a small fee for businesses, but are also available for free for nonprofits and other areas. It's just one way that we can give back to the community.
Now, to drive to the studio, are we talking about Founders Way?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the way you get in?
That's it.
And you park in the big parking lot that would be, say, for the hotel?
Well, there is parking. As you come in Founders Way to 2nd Street, you'd make a left and away from our building, actually, but just a couple blocks down, and there are two huge parking lots. There's a parking lot to the right, if you were to make a right at Founders Way, which is really the SANS employees parking lot. So that's dedicated to them. Yeah.
Right.
So plenty of parking in the vicinity, and not a long walk to get to any one place.
We have just a few minutes left of our interview here about Channel 39 here in the Lehigh Valley. Ray, our telephone number if somebody wants to join us.
Yeah, we're entering the final stretch of the show tonight, but it's not too late if you have any questions or comments. You can give us a call at 610-758-8810. Once again, 610-758-8810. We'd love to hear from you.
One of the hot topics nowadays, of course, is the Affordable Health Care Act. And I think that if you're sort of in favor of it, that's the title that you use. If you're not so much in favor of it, it's what, Grover?
I suppose it's Obamacare.
But, yes, sir.
but I noticed that the president and his the folks around him have also seemed to embrace it.
Yes, they have.
They figure, why fight it?
Yeah.
So I guess they've embraced it as well, because I hear them using it as well.
It's a shorter term, and it's sort of easier to remember. Well, you did a whole show of focus on what matters on this topic of the Affordable Health Care Act, and it was called Obamacare Ready or Not. I think that was a great title to use. And one of my former colleagues at Muhlenberg College, Dr. Chris Borick, was featured on your show. And he gave some statistics from Muhlenberg's Institute of Public Opinion, polling Pennsylvania residents' attitudes about this new venture. And, of course, we're all kind of bumbling around in it right now because, as we speak, this is the third day of enrollment in the program.
Mm-hmm.
You also had Joanne Grossi, Regional Director of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I guess she came from Washington.
She's actually located out of Philadelphia. Her region is I think it's northern region.
And you had Andrew Hyman, Senior Program Officer of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. It was a very interesting panel. They pointed people toward healthcare.gov, which is the place, I guess, where you get information about the Affordable Health Care Act. You also had U.S. Representatives Matt Cartwright and Charlie Dent that you interviewed. In fact, you mentioned that you had interviewed them 10 days before that, I think.
You wanted
to make sure there was nothing brand new that had come up since then. Ray, we have a caller. Would you please give us your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, I'm Lady, and I'm calling from Allentown.
Okay, what's your comment?
I just wanted to say that I thought it was a great show. Lara, congratulations on your baby. And it was really a great, great, great show. I enjoyed it very, very much.
Thank you, Lady. Lady was actually an intern with us several years ago when she was a student at Lehigh Carbon Community College. And she actually works in the business now herself.
Lady, what are you doing these days?
I am a photojournalist now.
That's wonderful.
I wanted to share that I'm really, really happy to listen to the show, and I enjoyed it very, very much.
Can you picture Laura sitting here through the entire interview with a smile on her face?
Of course I can. I don't think I remember seeing Laura ever without a smile on her face. So yes, of course I can.
I agree. Thanks so much for the call, Lady.
Oh, thanks, Lady.
Thank you. Goodbye.
And so getting back to the Affordable Health Care Act and the people that you interviewed, and you had a panel. You had questions from Lehigh Valley residents in the audience, and this is this room where that you're talking about.
That's right.
Where you have
in the studio,
a capacity of 100 people who could be there.
That's right.
And you had questions that were also read by Laura and Colby. Where did those questions come from?
Those questions were submitted via either social media or via email to us ahead of time by people who unfortunately couldn't make it to the taping of the show.
Okay.
And we were very lucky. We had a lot of viewer questions to choose from.
Dr. Christine Nelson was there representing faith organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon Hughes, BSI.
Sean Hughes.
Sean, yeah. Sorry.
From BSI
Sean
Corporate.
Hughes, BSI Corporate Benefits. So it was an interesting discussion that you had. You had a reporter from The Morning Call.
The entire program was created in partnership with The Morning Call. So when you used, when you complimented us on the Obamacare Ready or Not title, that's actually a title that they came up with. So we do want to give credit to The Morning Call and their team. And this was a great partnership, which we're doing a lot of different partnerships through the Focus program. And this was an excellent partnership where we were able to bring sort of the strengths of both together to be able to share the very best information we can with our viewers about this very, very complicated issue that's changing day to day right now.
Yes, that's great. And I do want the listeners to understand, and we talk about this when we do our membership drive, and we have one coming up later this month. Here at WDIY, we have a fall and a spring membership drive, and we talk about how we are in partnership with other organizations around the Lehigh Valley, and sometimes we plant trees in people's names and so on. And so Channel 39 is too. I mean, we're all partners around the Lehigh Valley trying to help each other. So this is a very positive thing. Grover, what else should we be talking about Channel 39 right now?
Well, I think we've really more or less alluded to the fact that we're very excited with our new format and that we're endeavoring to expand our subject matters and our tone to some serious subjects like the Affordable Care Act, to, the Stonehenge of Bangor, to, we have a Food for Thought coming up, another program,
right,
which is going to be a lot of fun and very interesting as well.
Is that coming up this Friday?
Yes. Tomorrow night at 7.
Tomorrow at 7 p.m. And is that going to be in different segments, or is it just one topic for tomorrow?
Well, it's one topic covering food for thought in the Lehigh Valley.
And in multiple of ways.
Exactly, yep.
All right. Well,
one of the things that's really interesting about that show is we were able to invite students from one of the local schools in, and we were able to incorporate them into the show a little bit as well. So that'll be a neat thing to watch and see.
That's right. Yep.
Well, there's all kinds of enthusiasm going on over at Channel 39, which is PBS in the Lehigh Valley. And Ray and I thank our guests this evening, Laura McHugh and Grover Silcox and Brittany Garzillo. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us.
Oh, it's an honor. Thank you for having
pleasure.
Us.
Thanks
Best
for
wishes
us.
For an Arriba Channel 39. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in the future. Ray, we want to remind our listeners,
be gentle with your neighbor.